There's a level of excitement across technology communities today I haven't seen in decades. Obama's recent appointment of a U.S. Chief Information Officer is spot on, and so is his focus on infrastructure, from roads and energy to networks and systems. And now we're getting this rare experience of real dialogue being generated between policymakers and problem solvers. It's the way it should be. Policy discussions about infrastructure and global well-being are essentially conversations about innovation and about innovation's role in both solving problems and in creating opportunities. Not only participating in, but leading a public dialogue should be engineers. It shouldn't be an exclusive domain of politicians and executives in conference rooms. We've already seen what happens when others position the ideas of engineers. Think about genetically modified foods or nuclear energy. Both have tremendous potential to solve critical global problems. And yes, there are enormous and serious challenges. But absent a healthy public dialogue, they sadly have acquired a veneer of controversy that makes them untouchable. The time's come for engineers to be proactive, to communicate and engage in the political process. We can no longer be content that our work will somehow be presented and translated to society as we envisioned. We need to be more socially responsible, engineers who not only solve problems, but who can educate and hold conversations about their ideals. This is a new era, the age of the citizen engineer. A citizen engineer is active in educating and assertive in advocating innovation. And perhaps most important, a citizen engineer engages in public dialogue, listening and responding to real and imagined fears, and lighting the path of possibility. Only when we actively serve as a connection point between science and society can we, as engineers, truly participate in moving society forward. With a Perspective, I'm Greg Papadopoulos.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.